Sports, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. Beautiful day. Well, if you like wind.
Is it supposed to be windy today?
Yeah, it is. 45 mile an hour.
Oh, my
winds.
Goodness.
Yeah, going to be a windy bugger.
Is it supposed to rain?
Yeah. 50% chance.
Well, how about that?
Want me to pass on some more good news?
Yeah, no kidding.
Sun's out right now. How's
that?
Yeah,
I know.
We'll just take the moment as here.
We're supposed to have a baseball game.
Yes.
But we shall see.
We shall see what happens there.
Yeah.
James Timberlake will be behind the mic tonight on SharonMedia.com.
Mm-hmm.
For Trooper Baseball.
And on the radio, too.
And on the radio. George Brett, 72, speaking of baseball.
Yeah, third baseman for the Royals. Legend.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Emmett Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer, 56 today. But Pete Rose, big news yesterday.
Yeah, that made me angry, I'll be honest with you. Not
really?
That Pete Rose got reinstated. It's the fact that it felt like baseball was going to do that no matter what, and the fact that they waited for him to die to do it after is spineless.
I agree.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Either stand by what you did or do it while he's alive so he can be celebrated the proper way.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Okay. Today in history, James. James Puckle. Another James.
Yeah.
He was a London lawyer. He patented the world's first machine gun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
1905, okay. Las Vegas, Nevada. Founded, 110 acres. Can you imagine the dream on that? You go to this desert and you're going to go, we're going to build a big city.
How about right here?
We're going to rock it right here.
Yeah.
On this day, 1905. Great vision. I love people with great vision.
1905.
1930, the first airline stewardess. Ellen Church flies for United Airlines on a flight between San Francisco and Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
1930.
Man.
No.
Cheyenne to San Francisco. We're not getting that flight.
I don't think that flight's happening.
No.
1940, the first nylon stockings are sold in America.
Okay.
1941, Joe DiMaggio begins his 56-game hitting streak against the White Sox in Yankee Stadium.
Never be broken. Never happen again.
Nope. You don't think it'll ever happen again?
No. Not with the way the game's played now. There's hitting for average isn't as focused on as it once was.
Yeah. Bring flowers to someone day, James, today?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Brown bag it day.
What does that mean? Oh, just like put brown stuff bag. In a brown bag, I guess? Okay.
Yeah, like all food. Right. You know, it's a brown bag lunch. You know?
Right.
All right. Brown bag it.
Random thing for you. Oklahoma City, my grandmother lives there, and there was a place called the Brown Bag. I think it was a deli, but we knew the person that owned it, and it was so good. Oh, man, I could absolutely crush a Reuben there. I don't know why that made me think of that. I guess the Brown Bag name, but yeah.
Hey, there you go. Speaking of food, Saturday marks the 53rd anniversary of the ultimate Big Mac fan, Don Gorski's streak of eating a Big Mac every day. The resident of Wisconsin, Gorski, claims the Big Mac constitute 90 to 95% of his total food intake. He claims...
Total food intake.
He claims after getting his first car, he first went to McDonald's in 1972, purchased and ate 3 Big Macs at lunchtime. Dang.
Hey, you know what? Why not?
How could you eat 3?
He just got a car. Wow. Now he's second-guessing it. He's like, I'm gonna guilt eat.
He returned 2 more times to consume 9 Big Macs the same day.
Okay. Now we're pushing it.
Wow. He further claims to have eaten 265 Big Macs the following month. That's an average of 8.5 a day.
All right. I don't believe this person anymore.
Gorski ate. It's true, James.
There's no way. He would have clogged the old arteries up.
I know. It's true, though. He ate his 30,000 Big Mac on May of 2018. May of 2022, he celebrated 50 years of eating Big Macs. And on March 15th of this year, he ate his 35,000th Big Mac.
I'm going to look up a picture of him. He's going to be 140 pounds soaking wet, and I'm just going to be like, how?
Right.
How does this work?
Yeah, I know, right? Probably. Okay.
Isn't that what Warren Buffett does, too? He's a big McDonald's guy. I think he has McDonald's every single day, from what I remember. He has a Coke Zero and a McDonald's every day.
Every day. Hummus Day, we talked about that. Wasn't it Hummus Day the other day?
Yeah, I can't remember why we were talking about hummus. I think it was Hummus Day.
I think it was, too. It's Peace Officers Memorial Day today.
Sure, yeah.
Tip of the cap. And some great stories today on our Sheridan contingent in Washington, D.C., and remarks from Senator Brasso. So that was on the news. James, this guy, England, Birmingham Airport.
Birmingham. That's how you say it.
Birmingham?
Birmingham.
Birmingham? Yeah. I say Birmingham.
That's how they say it in England, though. Oh, okay. Birmingham.
Oh, okay. A groom to be found himself at the center of a comedic security incident. He was dressed in an embarrassing female flight attendant outfit for his bachelor weekend.
Right. Okay. Classic.
So they initially let him in. Security initially let him. Then, pretty soon after the pre-flight drinks and such, he was approached by four security guards who claimed, "You're impersonating an airline staff." And he goes, and then after a bunch of long time, then
is that illegal?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Not that you'd want to go into an airport dressed.
No. Yeah, like, I guess if I were walking in dressed as like a captain or whatever, probably with the stripes and everything, I'd probably be.
Then after a security team and then the supervisor came in, they let him stay on.
Okay.
After he's agreed to surrender his lanyard. His lanyard
with the name
read,
tag, I guess, on it.
Yeah, his name tag, basically. The lanyard read, Joe-Ann.
Joanne. All right. There you go. Why not?
Can you wait to get dressed up after you get off the flight?
They're like, look, you're impersonating a flight attendant. That's not okay. We also found this gun in your luggage.
I can't imagine the weekend those guys going to have, right? Man.
Bunch of Birmingham blokes.
Okay, here you go, James. Getting one person to rub their belly and pat their head at the same time. But to have more than 1,000 do it simultaneously is a feat. World record. Most people simultaneously patting their heads, rubbing their bellies. 1,134. Kirkland High School.
Where do they find these people? go to math class.
I think that's attainable. We could do
that. 1,100. That's 1,100 people. 1,100 that's 1,100 kids.
1,100 people. No, I don't think it wasn't all kids.
Well, whatever. It's at high school, so I figured.
Some of the older ones were kids, but yeah.
Yeah.
Why not, huh? Something fun to do.
I guess. Go to class.
Hey, Netflix. Christmas Day.
Yep, we got another
game one. Game Day matchup. Live streamed. Scheduled for Christmas Day. Viewers can watch Dallas face off Washington Commanders, followed by the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
And later in the night, the Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs will play.
All right.
They released the NFL schedule.
I know, I saw that. They make that a whole event every year now. They release social media clips. They do the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
All right. Speaking of crazy, this is tick season. We just had a story on ticks.
Got a couple stories on ticks.
I know. A man in Australia said his life changed permanently. Tick bite led to a rare and severe allergic reaction, causing his hair and part of his scalp to fall off.
Whoa.
Recounted the experience in a recent interview, explaining that the bite initially caused flu-like symptoms progressing to physical. Doctors say it is. It's a tick bite.
Weird.
It's going to take a
look
for
ticks.
Look for ticks.
I had one crawling on me the other day that I actually caught. Yeah.
Wow.
It was at the.
What,
I was
are you
at
rolling
the,
in the grass?
Well, no,
or
I was
what?
I was at the golf course, and I must have walked through, thicker grass or something, and I felt something on my leg, and I looked down, and it was a tick. I flicked it off and stomped on it because we don't like ticks around here.
Well, it still probably survived the stomp.
Well, yeah, probably. but
there you go.
It was placebo for me. I was like, oh, I killed it. There we go. We're good.
Okay.
None of my blood. No Lyme disease for me.
Well, that makes it good. So if you're out golfing and you go into the
keep
back,
an eye.
Because my balls are usually in the high grass all the time. So
in the wild.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Dangerous games. Especially if you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, you were too.
Mm-hmm.
of all the homes that have decks on them, 80% not safe.
Oh, like from like falling apart,
like
I guess?
Being on the deck.
Yeah, I believe that. You're not thinking about it as much.
And 38% of arguments between women happen where, James?
No, I don't know.
Garage sale.
I believe that. Yeah. I would get into an argument at a garage sale. You're bartering.
That's mine. I saw it first.
Yeah, exactly. You're bartering. I'll pay more. I do that, too.
Oh, man.
I do that, too.
Go ahead and have it. It's okay.
Why not?
All right.
Hey, you can find some valuable
stuff. Check out the garage sale page, SheridanMedia.com, but no arguments, okay?
No arguments.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. James has Swap Shop next hour.